Finally, it's what we've all been waiting for. Let's bring back the winners to play our Ask Me One More final round from Where in the World is Ronald McDonald, Reuben Hampton. From Celebrity Grammograms, Andy Kravis. For the Birds, Chris Dorso. Yes, sir, Len Schiff. All Movies Are the Same, Luke Green. All right, Will, take us out.
Okay. Today's final game is called Leverage Your A Game. Now, for this final round, we removed a key word from cliches used in the world of business, and you have to fill in the blank. For instance, put lipstick on a blank, and the answer in that case is a pig. Now, this final round is played spelling bee style, so one wrong answer, and you're out. Last person standing is today's grand prize winner. Are you guys ready? Reuben, we start with you. If you're too focused on the short term, you might be reminded that what city wasn't built in a day?
R-O-M-E, Rome.
You can just say it. Spelling bee style. That's right. I just meant spelling bee style like one in your odd. You can just say the words. That's on me. Andy, those in the retail business know that no matter what, who is always right?
The customer.
That's it. Chris, to reach out to a coworker just to check in, circle back, or get on the same page, you might say, let's touch what?
Base.
That's right. Len, if there's an obvious topic that no one wants to discuss, it might be labeled the what in the room?
Elephant.
That's right. Luke, in trying to set goals, easy targets are called low-hanging what?
Fruit.
That's it. Yeah. Reuben, if you don't think you need to change the way things work, you might say, let's not reinvent the what?
Wheel.
Yes. Andy, if your business has too many people making decisions, you might say, we've got too many chiefs and not enough. No. I think that's it, Andy. Step aside. Chris, can you steal that one? Too many chiefs and not enough what, Chris?
Not enough followers?
No. Step aside. Len? Too many chiefs, not enough...
Indians?
That's it. Only Len. So we say goodbye to Andy and to Chris. Luke, if you want to see what the higher-ups think of an idea, you might run it up the flagpole and see who what?
Shouts.
Step aside for a second. Reuben, you can steal this. Run it up the flagpole and see who what?
Salutes.
That's it. We say goodbye to Luke. Reuben is still in it. Len... To encourage people to look at the big picture, you might say, let's take the 30,000-foot what?
View?
Yes. Reuben, if your friend at the water cooler blindly accepts the company mantra, you might say she's drinking the what?
Kool-Aid.
Yes. Len, if a task is seemingly impossible, you might say it's like boiling the what?
Unboilable.
Reuben, if a task is seemingly impossible, you might say it's like boiling the...
pot.
No, Len, you're still in.
Followed time.
Oh, my God. For your biggest return on investment, you're going to want to implement the most effective and time-tested techniques, which are known as the best what?
Practices.
Yes. Reuben. Reuben, if you don't have the mental capacity or time to take on more work, it said you don't have what internet-related word? I think that's enough time. Len, can you steal this? If you don't have the mental capacity or time to take on more work, it said you don't have what internet-related word?
Bandwidth.
That's it.
That was unbelievably close. Reuben, you deserve a huge round of applause. Len Schiff, you are today's big winner.
Thank you.
You get the grand prize, which is a family pass of 4 tickets to see the Big Apple Circus, followed by a backstage tour by Seth and Christina.
That is awesome.